I just suppose like poppin' bees.
What's poppin' bees?
What's poppin' bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce.
Ay.
What's that?
Dude, what's the funniest sound you can make when you nut?
Okay, wait. Let me think.
You're like about to come.
Okay.
And this is like your wife. No, this is like...
I'm getting the zone, dude. Okay, like, I'm trying to think. But build the scene.
Okay. This is like the third date. You are in love with this woman. You know this woman is the one, like three dates in, and you guys are having the most intimate sex. Like, it's intimate.
Okay. It's hella... Okay.
Like,
okay.
Like, this is love.
You're making love.
You're not
having
sex.
Full eye contact.
I love you and shit.
No, like, I can see her irises. I can look into the whites of her eyes as we're going.
Like, this is potentially the love of your life. You're making love, and you're about to finish, and, like, she's jerking you off, and you're about to come on her face.
Oh,
what
shit.
Is the weirdest sound that you can make that could throw everything off that maybe she wouldn't even want to see you ever again?
Okay. Can I have a couple of potential things that I want to bring to the table here.
Dude, we didn't even plan this.
Okay. So, first off is the moan is, like, too much. You know, so I could pop a...
Yeah,
like that's too
realistic.
Much.
Like, if it feels that good,
wait, have you ever?
Because sometimes it feels that good, bro, that you pass out.
No, I haven't been able to stand
three
up before.
3 week semen retention.
Oh,
and
God.
Then this happens.
Okay, and
that's
I'm not on her face. She's the love of my life. Yeah. Realistically, I could just hit
Jesus
a.
Jesus Christ.
And that would freak her out. No, but dude, 3 week semen retention. You don't know what that's like. We don't know what that's like, right?
I haven't 3 week semen retention like in years.
In years, right? But then I could also just like, I could get too comfortable too quickly. I could be like, oh, mommy. Right?
Oh, because that's what you look for in a woman.
Mm-hmm,
a
right?
Mom.
I need a mom. Okay, I don't want to put that out there. That's not true. But, like, it's either the insanely sexual moan, the mommy, or I just say some fucked up shit that I did when I was, like, a teenager. Like, because like, so much is coming out of my balls. Like, vocally, I have to express something that's been deep in my mind. Like, oh, like, I tried stealing from TNT one time at Park Royal, and I got banned. Right? Like, that could just come out by accident,
I think a bad one could also be an ex's name. Or, like, somebody else's name.
You know,
or a
funny.
Homie's name, bro.
You know what's funny?
Or a brother's name.
You know what's funny?
What? You've done that.
Not really, but kind of. Not really. No. But like, one time I was talking to this girl I had a crush on.
Yeah.
And I called, I tried to say her name.
Ugh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said her friend's name.
In like
accident.
What context?
And I used to have a crush on her friend.
What context?
I was in class. I'm gonna bleep this out, but
gabagoo.
And then I was like,
gabagoo.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
And then how'd you recover? You just didn't?
No, just so like, oh, basically fuck. No. So what she did is the name I said, I'm not gonna, let's just say the name is
Gertrude.
Gertrude. Okay. Yeah. I have a crush on Gertrude.
Okay.
Her friend that I used to have a crush on is Pete. Okay. So
Gertrude,
when I tried to call Gertrude, I said, "Yo, Pete."
Yeah.
Big
was
fuck
Pete
up.
There.
Nope.
Oh.
Big fuck up. But Gertrude has two friends named Pete, so I
the
made it
other
look
Pete
like
is there.
No, the other Pete isn't there.
No.
But then, this is so confusing. No one's gonna understand this. But like, I referred to the second Pete, and I was like, "So how are they doing?" By referring to her last name. So I tried saving myself. I don't know if that made sense.
I think it will confusing. If you listen back to it a couple times.
Yeah. That was kind of confusing. It's hard to explain with like
Pete and
fake
Gertrude.
Names.
Yeah.
But yeah. But
not
I didn't
bad, y'all.
I never did that before.
No,
I mean, have you? What's the weirdest thing you've said actually?
What's the weirdest thing I've said?
I know. I mean,
I'm not saying that shit.
Yeah,
bro.
We can't even talk about that on the show because we've talked about that before.
I don't say anything.
I don't
weird,
think that
though.
What he says isn't that weird though.
No.
I mean, it's not that weird. It's really sweet.
It's normal.
I mean, is it normal? We have to ask the... Oh, Sprite? You drinking a Sprite right now? Have you done the Sprite and Banana Challenge, bro?
I would. Dude, I don't think there's anything I wouldn't eat.
Really? What about shit from my asshole?
For a price. I should have said for a price.
For a price. Really? Anything you wouldn't... What about gravel?
Okay, no, food-wise.
Okay.
Food-wise.
Okay, okay. That's a different... That's a very different story.
Why gravel, bro?
I don't know, because if you ate gravel, all your teeth would fall out. Like, is it worth... Like, you're gonna talk like this for the rest of your life.
What? Depends, dude. What if... What'd you do if you had to get a teeth transplant because you ate gravel and you woke up and I stood above you and then you were like, Derek, what are you doing here? Like, why are you in my surgery room? And I had no teeth. And I was like,
hey, Nico, how you doing, bro?
I was like, where do you think you got your teeth from?
Why did you turn into English?
That's how they sound. They sound like they have no teeth.
In England?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't even fucking know that. Dude, I should be watching Love is Blind UK, bro. I've been watching Love is Blind American, like the first edition.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm putting y'all on right now. This guy put me on nose strips, by the way.
If you, this isn't even sponsored. We want to sponsor, but this is not sponsored.
Yeah.
If you feel like you can't breathe, these are the best thing ever.
But there's
no chemicals. It just expands your nose.
There's a certain way you're supposed to, there's a technique you have to do to put it on.
Yeah.
It's like, it takes practice. Like, I didn't get it my first couple times, bro. Like, it's actually hard to do.
But if you follow us on Instagram, I can drop the tutorial.
Exactly.
I already plugged
plug.
This is the first time I plugged
plug.
Instagram.
Wow, dude, you're on today. You're so on today. But... You put me on nose strips, I'm putting you on fucking Love is Blind, bro.
Oh, really? You're putting me on Love is
Blind? Sprite, by the way.
Dude,
fucking Love is Blind is gas.
Let me tell you what I think about Love is Blind.
Whoa.
As somebody that...
Whoa. We're fighting today.
How do you... You don't know I'm going to say something negative.
Yeah, I know.
You assume the negative about me, bro.
Honestly, that's actually my fault. That's me. Actually, I'm happy. I'm really happy for the great conversation we're about to have.
Yeah, I'm going to shit on it.
Oh, okay.
So... I've watched a couple episodes. I have. I watched two episodes.
Yeah.
In the first season. Oh, I don't know what season, but I watched two episodes. And I've watched other... I watched them Love Island. No. What's the first ever Netflix original where they go on an island?
I don't know.
Love on the... No, wait.
I was about to say Love on the Spectrum.
That's a different one.
That's a crazy show, by the way.
Because I was thinking Love on the Island, but then I was like, on the Spectrum. But then I thought, oh, wait, the Spectrum
isn't a
physical
thing. No, but what if
we
just made, like, different dating shows about people with certain different kind of
love
like disabilities? Is that the correct term to use? Like, what if we did one for, like, shorter people that was, like, Love on the Dwarfism?
I want to do Love... on the conjoined twinsism, bro.
Yeah, what if we just kept doing fucked up dating shows, like Love on Wheels, and it's just people in wheelchairs?
That's not even that crazy.
That's not even that.
Literally, I wouldn't be surprised if they made it.
Wait, Love on Wheels. That's not even.
Yeah,
but what's the
Wheels
premise?
Of Love?
Wheel.
Okay, so you put. Okay, so it's like Rocket League.
Yeah,
and they have to compete. For like one woman,
okay,
and they're like they have to play sports,
okay, but in wheelchairs,
yeah,
okay, no, I like
no,
that.
No standing, bro.
No, okay, yeah, I don't know, I fucking trying to clarify that, but okay, shit on Love is Blind, I'm ready for it, and I'll defend.
Okay, I want to say that I haven't watched the full season, but the first two episodes and all those trashy dating shows, and I'm roping everything else in,
yeah,
to this genre. Mm-hmm. Are they pretty similar? I would say,
yeah,
so.
They're pretty much all the same.
It's literally hard to watch. And the thing is, you watch it alone, which is sad, by the way. Like, you're a sad being for that, bro. Like.
What the fuck?
Like, it's sad, bro. Like,
dude, one day, it's in the future. But right now, I'm going to hate on Shake by myself. Right now, I'm hating on Shake by myself.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know Shake, bro?
What's Shake?
You gotta get on season two of Love is Blind, bro. I fucking hate Shake. Guys, right now, guys, hate Shake.
Who is named Shake? Is that a nickname? Or
it's
is
a nickname.
Just...
Well, I don't know. He's Indian, but he has an Indian name. But I'm not pronounce that shit. No, don't do it. but I knew you were about to fucking do it. Don't do it. But like, his nickname is just Shake. So I call him Shake, but Shake is a piece of shit.
Oh.
Biggest piece of shit ever, bro. But
okay, so
yeah,
I just see it as trashy. I see it as like, and this isn't true anymore, but I used to see it as like, oh, if you watch these shows and trash, you go to like Hooters, bro. But that's not true anymore, because now it's more normie core to like these shows, because like a lot of people like them, and I understand that.
Yeah,
isn't like this type of television is like, you get nothing from it, bro. It's cringe.
no you don't. No, dude, you gotta get
like,
on
there's
no,
literally
no, no, I didn't think you got nothing from the nose strip. I tried the nose strip on, changed my life. Love is Blind is going to change your life.
Like, it's
bro.
Okay, so what? I'm telling you, it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Dude, I've been on the Love is Blind Reddit. Like, I'm not even trolling. I've been on the Love is Blind Reddit, bro. Did?
What's up? You know when you finish a show and you start Googling the cast?
Yeah.
You fucking did that?
No, I was like, so where are these people 5 years later, right? Because I'm only on season two right now. I'm on the Shake Hate
Network. But I feel like reality TV I need to watch with somebody else, but what something I did like, you know Below Deck?
What is Below Deck?
It's like a reality TV show where these like people run a... not a cruise, it's a yacht.
Yeah.
So they run a luxury yacht and like rich people rent it out for like 3 days. And basically they're just like the stewardess and like the cooks and they run the ship and there's like drama and shit. And one, like I kind of liked that.
No, dude, Love is Blind is Below Deck times three, bro.
The main premise that I don't like about Love is Blind is it's just about love. Like at least we saw like a lot of themes.
Oh, no, dude, Love is Blind has drama themes. Do you actually think Love is Blind, first of all? Personally, no.
So let me get this straight. The concept of the show is that you get into like a pod. I did play the Love is Blind game.
You played the fucking... this guy went on Steam and got Love is Blind, but he won't watch the show.
They have Netflix games.
Oh, yeah?
I played the Love is Blind game and I got dicked down by Shake, bro.
You actually got dicked down by Shake? Fuck Shake!
That's how I played as a woman.
Why would you let Shake dick you down, bro? Shake is such a piece of shit, dog. Like,
okay, so it's... You get into a pod.
Yeah.
And it's like... well, not a pod, a room. Mm-hmm. And then you talk to somebody else in the other room and you know their name, but you can't see them.
Yeah.
And then you choose one of the people to marry?
Yeah, well, basically, you start off in pods. They're also kind of known as Poppin' Bees as well.
What's Poppin' Bees?
What's Poppin' Bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce. My name is Nicholas Potsavat.
My name is DRKZHU, Derek Zhu. Also, somebody called me out, and I forgot that Americans don't say Z, so...
Z?
Yeah.
I prefer Z over Z.
I say Z.
I prefer Z.
I remember, it's just like... I don't know. I literally forgot Americans don't say Z. So then, like, somebody was like... people would comment, like, Z, like, Z... Z-E-D, and I'd be like, oh, wait, I do say it differently.
Yeah, wow, I don't even think about it. I just don't even think it's that deep, bro. But
trying closer camera angles today.
Are we trying
more intimate? Because usually you can see our legs.
Oh, yeah, you can't see no legs.
I'm in a horny mood, so I figured that maybe waist up today.
I feel like if you were a horny mood, you wouldn't have the full body, just sexy. You have sexy legs, bro.
No, I mean, I'm on brick right now.
Oh, are you bricked up? Yeah. Shit, I'm sorry about that. What were you talking about? Love is Blind. They're in pods, and then you can't see each other. And
so let's say we meet in Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we're getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the girl.
Yeah.
I feel like generally Love is Blind is like, what, 27-year-olds? They're millennial. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the people on there also have very traditional values.
Yeah,
like, you won't see an alt person on there.
No, right? You won't.
So the man proposes to the woman, I assume?
One time, from my understanding, one time it didn't happen. No, one time this guy proposed to this woman in the first season, but then she fucking turned it around and proposed to him. It was actually really sweet.
Aww.
In the moment. It was really beautiful. But yeah, then after you propose to them, then you see them and there's this big reveal.
But how long does it take?
Like a day afterwards or 2 days later. It's a big
reveal. How the fuck are you going to meet the love of your life a day in?
No. I'm talking about like,
oh,
they'll propose after like maybe 7 days of talking. And then the big reveal happens. Keep in mind, I know it's stupid. Like, it's stupid. Like, you're not going to be the love.
Yeah, it is.
And that's why most of the relationships don't work out. But TV, y'all. I need me some content.
The thing is, since it's more normie core to, like, watch Love is Blind, it's not even embarrassing. But if this was, like, 5 years ago, you would keep that shit a secret.
Oh, yeah. No, I would not tell anyone. I mean, like, they're under 16 now. Yeah.
Because that's such a stupid idea for a dating show, though. 7 days?
No, you have max like 10 days in the pods, but you can propose. Like, there's been people that propose after like 3 days, bro. It's crazy. It's fucking stupid. And then the relationship doesn't work out. But
what is the chance? What are the percentages of it working out?
I did research on it. I think it's an 11% chance out of all the relationships out of the first 6 seasons.
Well, the thing is, like, is that even low, though?
I think marriage is 50-50, no?
Pretty sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking sad. Not me, though.
What do you mean by that?
I'm hitting the 50 on the good side.
I might hit the 50. I'm never getting a divorce. Actually, I don't know if I want to get married, dude. I've talked about this before.
Come on, man.
We both just have
a wedding.
Okay.
Where am I going to give my fire toast?
Okay, I'll have a wedding. Do it. Okay, I'll have a wedding so you can give the fire toast. But like, Also, keep in mind, I'm 21. My mind will change in the future. I don't know if it's going to be regarding weddings, but my mind will change about a bunch of things.
Yeah.
As of right now, I couldn't see myself getting married.
Ever.
Ever.
Why?
I just don't want to. I just don't feel a need to.
Yeah, until you meet the love of your life, bro.
That's true. I haven't met the love of my
life. Until you meet the love of your life. You're going to meet the love of your life and be like, wow, wait. Before, I wasn't open to marriage, but now I was tripping because I love her.
I feel like finding the love of your life gets harder and harder as you get older. Because, dude, like, people, like, what I noticed on, I'm related it back to Love is Blind real quick.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
What I noticed on Love is Blind, Shaq or whatever.
Shake, bro. Shake. Get his name right. Disrespect him with me. Okay. But when you get on season two, you'll understand the pain I feel. Okay.
You know what? You kind of sold me.
Honestly, skip season one, bro. Season two is fucking crazy.
You don't have to watch them in order.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. But, like people are like 27 in that show, want kids, want to settle down, and they have like houses. How are you 27? You bought a house,
dude. They probably live in fucking Iowa, bro.
Yeah, they
do. I could buy a house in Iowa right now with the monetization money we just fucking got. $3 there.
But it's just like dude, I feel like the older I get, like I'm the amount of people that want to get married or have kids, I just don't align with those values. It's gonna get harder and harder for me to date.
But
because as you get older, you want to waste less time on dating.
That's true.
People don't give, like, dude, when you're 20, you're fine to fuck around. You're fine to have fun and just date someone that you know is wrong for you because you're 20.
But we know a lot of people that are like 28 and are still fucking around.
And they make me feel better about, they honestly make me really feel better.
Because I think that's the actual reality of it.
Yeah. Like I've seen How I Met Your Mother. I know how this shit goes.
Yeah. Like literally, like when does Ted get married? Like what? How old is he?
Fucking
spoiler
like
alert!
40, bro.
Yeah, like it's not weird.
That guy's like, that guy's like 46 when he gets married.
I feel like people were getting married earlier before because it was a more of a societal norm to figure it out and settle down, right? Like even in like the early 1900s, people were getting married at 20, right? The age that people are getting married is slowly getting older.
So yeah.
Like, and it's people like you that is ruining it, bro.
My fault.
You guys
are
making it higher.
I'm signing a prenup no matter what, even if she's the love of my life.
I'm signing a prenup unless she makes more money than me.
Smart.
What do you mean,
hell.
Dude? If she's fucking rich, you're not gonna.
No, I'm no.
What's
no
prenup, bro?
What the prenup? What are you talking about, bro?
Oh fuck! I have arthritis. I can't sign.
I can't, dude. My arm hurts. Can you do it for me?
Oh, I'm having a stroke.
Let me do it with my mouth
before I have to sign a prenup, bro.
No, dude. Fuck a prenup if she has more money than me. Fuck a prenup, bro.
But
okay, that's smart.
But it is also like, if this is the love of your life and you're getting married, it is an awkward conversation to be like. Maybe what if it doesn't work out? I want to keep my money.
Yeah.
It is probably an awkward conversation, but I don't understand. Okay, so finish this fucking sentence. I don't want to get married because what?
Because it's like, I'm trying to develop my emotions on it, but I don't want to get married for the same reason that like this morning you didn't want to fucking drink a smoothie. She didn't feel like it.
But I could if I was a good smoothie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe if it was the love of my smoothie. If the smoothie was fantastic, maybe I would have drank it. But I just don't feel an urge to. It's also because I'm so young. But it's like, I feel like my whole life, you know, like having a helicopter parent, I didn't have freedom. You know, I only like just got on this shit. Right? Like, I only just got on the freedom grind.
Yeah.
Right? Before, like, when I keep in mind, I'm just going to, like, cook myself a little bit. When I was 17, like, or no, this was up until, like, last year. If my mom called me and I didn't pick up, she would have killed me when I got home.
Yeah. Like, literally, Amber Alert, missing Nico.
One time I was at the mall and it was really loud. I think I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And my phone went off, didn't hear it. She got so mad at me, she picked me up. And she's like, yeah, you're not hanging out with your friends. And then I got grounded for, I think, 2 weeks or a month or something.
Yeah, but...
So I just got on the freedom grind.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to live this shit for the rest of my life.
You're not going to get fucking married, like, in the next 4 years.
No, I'm saying for the rest of my life, I'm trying to live on the freedom grind.
So you're letting your mom control you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So that's a you hear how that
she
sounds?
Won.
It sounds bad.
She won.
Don't let her win, bro.
She won, bro.
He gave up.
I'm done. I'm done with the fight. Okay, but maybe in the future, yes, I totally agree with you. But I mean, why do you want to get married?
I want to fall in love with somebody so much because the thing is, the main critique for marriage for most people and me is
what if you divorce?
No.
Oh,
it's literally marriage is made up. That's my. What if you divorce? Yeah, but I feel like that's such a pessimistic view. Like, what if I get in the car and it explodes? But I'm still gonna get in the car, okay?
And if it explodes, fuck it, too
like,
bad.
That shit would be like Princess Diana shit. It would be meant to be,
yeah,
bro.
You died.
But like, I think people's main critique of marriage is it literally is just made up. You sign something and then you're married.
Yeah.
Right? So like, I think when you're actually in love with somebody, it's gonna be more than that signing. It's gonna be that commitment. I wanna be so in love with somebody that this little legal piece of paper means so much to me. That like I fucking cry because I'm gonna be crying. I'm gonna be sobbing.
You're gonna be a sobber at the wedding. Yeah. Dude. Okay, I might cry during the.
You're gonna
speech.
Cry at my wedding.
Should I cry during?
I know
the speech?
Damn well when I start crying, dude. All the homies are gonna cry because we're all.
If
all
I, on if a one of the bros cry, I start crying as well. Yeah, like I can't stop.
Like
it.
I'm gonna be up there fucking sobbing, dude. I know it.
Can I call you a pussy when it happens?
No, because you're gonna be crying too.
Yeah, I'm gonna be crying.
And it's gonna
as
be
well.
Sad as hell, and then I'm gonna have the most lit marriage.
Dude, do you want a bachelor party?
Strippers. Not with the strippers, bro.
Strippers, no. I
want to go to Atlantic City. I want to go to Atlantic City and watch a fight.
You what fight? Like robots versus wrestling?
Robots versus strippers, bro.
Robots, dude. We should do that. No, like I'm saying, like we should like actually create that. Yeah, but I think once you get older, you're gonna refine.
Are people
you're
our
to
age
more.
Looking for that? Like, have you been
some.
On a date and? Because, like, when you're, like, 27, you really talk about values on a date, probably. Have you been on a date and talked about, like, oh, what are you looking for? And, like, are you looking for a marriage? Like, you do talk about what you're looking for, but do you even talk about that far ahead?
Well, yeah, like right now you don't, you know? Like, everyone's cool with just fucking burning time right now and just creating fun experiences for themselves. But give it, like, 4 more years. That game's going to change a little bit and people are going to become more specific and become more picky, which is valid. Each day I become more picky because I get to experience more. Now I know that I like only 1 teaspoon of sugar in my coffee instead of 2 because I tried 2.
Ooh.
Right?
What is this equivalent in women?
I tried dating like...
Oh shit, careful bro.
Like I tried dating someone who was really introverted.
Yeah.
That can't work for me.
I feel like even the viewers can really put that in perspective of watching us. It's like, would that really work?
No, dude. No. Like, I need you to like be able to match Derek comedically, and that will never happen. So you have to try. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, is this weird to say? But I look for a lot of my romantic values in like in our relationship. Like, I want them to be weird. Chinese, black hair. No, I'm kidding.
Chinese, black hair.
Yeah, but like,
funny,
oh, wait.
Tattoos. Wait.
We just described.
Oh, shit.
Whoopsies. Yeah, we're not going to explain that any further. Nope. Whoopsies. But I feel like I from my platonic experiences, I've gained a lot of what I want in a romantic relationship from that. What are your thoughts on that?
I think there is things to take. For example, the thing is, when I am looking for a partner, I'm not a very analytical person. I'm not a very, like, analyze, you know, like, find the facts until farther into the relationship. For me, it's based on pure vibes for the start.
And that's what I think. That's what it should be based off of. If you want to marry someone, you got to marry your best friend.
Yeah, no, literally. Wait.
Or not.
Well...
Dude, you know what's so funny? Guys. You know what's so fucking funny? Like, me and Derek have talked about this before, but like, one of my girlfriends one time, one of my exes, she was like,
guys, same shit.
She was like me and Derek are on the same thing. She was like, yo, you're my best friend. Am I your best friend? 5 second pause. I go, not really, bro.
Literally, and I literally did the same thing, but we had a fight after. Like, we fought.
No, we fought, but we didn't. Yeah. Like, it wasn't that bad. Like it's like, I'm not gonna lie. You're not my best friend. This is my best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, you're my girlfriend. That means just as much.
Even more, maybe.
Like, you're my girlfriend. Right?
Like, we don't.
But
we don't
this
fuck,
is my
bro.
Boy. This is my boy. Okay? You're not my boy.
I know. Like, I also had the same argument, but the thing is, we didn't even know we had the same argument. Like, until like
a year
ago.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I had the same conversation. She was like, oh, this is so mean. She was like, I'm your, like, you're my best friend. And then I didn't say it back. She was like, am I your best friend? And I was like, well, Nico's my best friend. Because
it's true.
And like, then she like cried, but I was
my ex at the time did not cry when we were having.
I know, but
That is.
And then I tried to explain like what best friend means.
For
me, like I have one best friend, mm-hmm. and then you're my girlfriend who could also be a good friend. But like, I feel like girlfriend is even higher than best friend in some cases.
Yeah.
The values, I don't actually know about the values that I get from a relationship, but I know the feeling that I know the feeling of getting along with somebody very well.
Yeah.
And I have the standard, the Nico standard mm-hmm. of like, I have to feel similarly with this person in terms of fun, in terms of energy, in terms of compatibility. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the actual adjectives or terms of like, what are the things that we are compatible with, but I know the feeling. And if I don't feel that feeling, then it's not.
Yeah, honestly, but okay, let's talk about, I want to talk about platonic attraction first and then go into like romantic attraction.
Yeah.
Like, what do you look for in your friends?
Not as much. I mean, a best friend or just friends?
To be more, okay, like a lifelong friend, right? Okay. Like, I'm not talking about you going to an Alex party and there's just some of the boys there.
Okay.
I'm talking about are trying to be friends with this person for at least like a decade, bro.
Okay. Realistically, humor compatibility is my biggest one.
Yeah.
Fun, the funness and humor compatibility. If you're not willing to do bits, if you don't think I'm funny, if I don't think you're funny, that's
completely you just have to be, like, they just have to step their fucking game up then, bro.
Like, humor, well, no, but it's like some people are objectively funny. Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch stand-up, those people are funny.
Yeah.
But I will literally never laugh in, like, a stand-up set, ever.
Unless it's Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Turbo Filonzi, go check it out on Netflix. So like, that doesn't mean they're unfunny. It needs to be compatible funny. Mm-hmm. I also, friendship wise, I need to be able to say what's on my head.
Yeah.
Without judgment.
Honestly, I feel like that's something we've done a really good job of, is we've told each other things that will never be repeated to anyone else. Like what noise he makes when he comes.
Okay.
because we created a really open space, and also we've created a space where there is no judgment.
Yeah.
And even that there is, there's an understanding.
Yeah.
Right? There's like an understanding of why our thought process was mm-hmm. like that, or why we said that certain thing.
Yeah.
And there's just some things that we've said that will never be repeated mm-hmm. because we've created a really safe space around mm-hmm. those and locked it really well. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think also for friendships, I generally, I'm trying to word things so I don't like sound like a dick.
Yeah.
I don't know any people that are in STEM. Mm-hmm. But generally, I stay away from those people because they are a little bit too boring for me.
Oh, okay. You're average STEM.
Yes. Like, we're talking about the stereotypical, like, oh my God, what's your LinkedIn?
If they want my LinkedIn, that's crazy, bro.
So it's like, generally, okay, that was sort of mean. I tend to be more interested in creative people.
Yeah.
So...
Or just that's people that are want to dick around. Yeah. I really love my dicking around kind of people.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we've made multi-generational friendships, multi-intergenerational friendships based on the fact that we just like to fuck around. Yeah. As an example, Amy, mm-hmm. really good friend of ours, she just likes to fuck around.
She likes to troll.
We like to troll as well.
We were just at a restaurant with...
Dude,
we were just at a restaurant with Derek.
Yeah.
Like, from the library show.
Yeah.
And we played mini games, and whoever, like, lost all the mini games would have to show their dick.
Yeah. And that's just fun.
And that's funny.
And a lot of people wouldn't do that, I think. But I know Derek really didn't want to do it, but he did it anyways because he lost.
Well, because him.
Yeah.
I was going to say, me?
No, not you. Derek Jarrett, sorry.
I didn't want to do it, but I knew I wouldn't lose.
I thought I was gonna lose and I would do it anyways.
Yeah.
But I just think that, like, just being able to
We saw his dick.
We did see that guy's dick. Hey, good dick. Really good dick on that guy. Just gonna say that. I mean, even like, look at what his tongue is doing, right?
I didn't even like
that. Was really impressive.
What just happened?
That was Floridian fucking, what's the word? Floridian slip, bro. Dog. Yeah.
The Floridian slip is you accidentally shoot up a fucking club, dude.
By accident. Florida man. Wait, what's the actual term? Freudian slip. I can't say it, dude. There's some words that I just cannot say.
Freudian.
But I think another big part of what I look for in a long-term friendship mm-hmm. is how you deal with conflict.
The thing is, we don't have a lot of conflict.
But when we do, we deal with it pretty well, bro.
But, like, knowing people that, like, I know people that have so much conflict with their friends.
It's like, are those your
friends? And there's, like, no resolution. It's like, bro, just, It's like when couples fight all the time. Like, guys, just break up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you guys hate each other.
I want to fucking call out all men here. I'm sorry. Or maybe not even men.
All men.
All people in general. Is it not weird to have conflict and then just ignore it with your best friends?
It is weird, guys.
That's weird. Talk about it. Deal with it. Yeah. And then learn from it.
But I would probably do that a year ago.
And that was weird, bro.
I know. Well, I think that you need to have the sense of vulnerability with your friends. Yeah. And it's hard to achieve that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if I didn't have beer sauce, I don't think I would have achieved that.
Just right? Help you open up, yeah. But like people will have a conflict and then just like not deal with it.
And then like 1 year later, like all of a sudden you like have a dream about stabbing your best friend and then you like, do it in real life. And it's like, wow, I just built that much resentment and I didn't even acknowledge it.
Exactly. Like, I just think the way you deal with conflict is really important in a friendship. Mm-hmm. That definitely leads into romantic relationships as well. But how you deal with conflict is so crucial to me. I think that says so much about you, to be honest.
I think, this is such a big one that we just looked over.
What's up?
I don't really know how to explain it. But I'm gonna use cringe words to describe it. Okay. But I am acknowledging they're cringe. Mm-hmm. But like aesthetic. Okay. No, like, could you be friends with a road man?
No.
Like, could you walk?
Okay, I know what you mean.
Could you walk down the street with a white man next to you with full Nike Tech fleece?
No, I couldn't. Like, that could be my boy.
That could be the funniest guy ever. But I don't think we could literally get along because we are just in different realms of like the world. Like, you get like Central C TikToks.
Dude, we give him aux. He plays Central C.
I know.
C.
It's like, that is a core component for me. And the core component is literally just like influence. Like, I can't be with like a big rap head.
Yeah. No, okay. No, honestly, okay. The word aesthetic, I know what you mean. You know, I don't think there was a better word that you could have used that is in our shared vocabulary. Yeah, yeah. Right? But I think the aesthetic is true, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I look at somebody and they're like fucking like Eat at Cactus Club, a different story.
I don't know if we could be lifelong friends because of that.
Like, I could dick around with you for a little bit, but we could
like if I look at you, if your Spotify is just filled with like little skies, bro. I don't know if we could be friends purely because that we are our influences are so different. You know, you don't do it.
Belt is still unbuckled. Is that actually in frame, bro?
No, but I feel like, guys, I'm in a relationship now. I'm getting bigger. So,
you getting the boyfriend 15?
Boyfriend 10.
Wow, dude, 10. That happened really quickly. Baby. She was here for like what, 2 weeks? Dude, that's a pound every 2 days. It's really hard to do. Dude.
And you know what? Where does your fat go? Mine goes my belly.
I don't know where my fat goes.
A little bit in my cheeks.
Where do you know where my fat goes?
You don't get fat, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where my
fucker. Like, you never fluctuate. You never
fluctuate.
No,
you saw me after eating Saku, bro.
Yeah, but that's not fat. That's just bloating. That's not the same.
Okay, I don't know where my fat goes. Maybe in my poo.
Maybe you need to get a girlfriend so then we can see the Nico boyfriend 15. It's all in like your face. You're just like fat as fuck.
No, okay, well, dude, that's not gonna happen for a bit. I'm like done with dating right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with dating. I've had like back to back to back to back to back tilting experiences. I'm done. I'll just do a quick highlight because I talked about these to Derek.
He's done. But if you think you could fix him, DM us.
Oh, fix me, guys. Fix me. I have so many problems, you know, just like fix me. But that's crazy. But I'm just going to do a quick Sparks notes because Derek already knows this. Fucking dude, after my ex, I haven't kissed anyone. Right. So I was out with this girl. We were on our third date. Kissed her.
Uh-huh. You
after
like her.
I kissed her.
You wouldn't kiss somebody if you didn't like them.
Yeah. Yeah. So after I kissed her.
Reenactment.
I'm going to be her.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be you.
Okay.
And I'm going to just assume this is how you kiss.
Do you want to do it like through the hands?
Yeah. Like.
Okay.
Like. Okay. Okay. So like you were. I'll get in your frame.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
Hey guys. So I'm just assuming. How did you do it? Like you were probably like. So I had a really good time and.
Fuck the hands.
I'm like, what did you say? Like, okay, I'm just gonna act like it doesn't really matter what you said, but I had a really good time with you tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And then she went, and then she pulled back. She pulled back, and this is what she does. I'm sorry, I can't. And then she walks away.
And then she disappeared forever.
Yeah. No, I actually went on. I went on a fourth date with her. It was the worst date of my life,
dude. I don't. Okay, the fucking lighting, I'm so white right now.
Hey, that's good. sells tickets, bro.
The thing is, you were absolutely jarred after that experience. I would be too.
Yeah.
I think everybody would be like, aha, I can't do this. And I'm walking. Well,
she's
away.
Like, I'm laughing too hard. I'm sorry. She got on the bus and then left, bro.
Like, how did you go through that jarring experience and then go on another day?
Basically, I literally walked for probably an hour and a half. I know after that experience, I walked. Like, I walked. Like, I literally but also, just walked. I texted you. I called Alex. I just walked, bro.
And you were nowhere to be found.
Like, I haven't kissed someone since, and I'm scared. Genuinely, I'm scared. Like, what if they laugh at me again,
dude, but
bro?
They... Okay, but here's how I see it.
Yeah?
You get into one car crash. You're not going to get into another one,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's not a valid fear. It's not a valid fear.
Yeah.
But...
No, but I would also...
It's like, I'm scared to kiss somebody again, right?
The thing is, it's not a valid fear, but that's literally how fears start.
Yeah, and then...
So, like, I can't even, like, say anything.
And then we went on a date after that, didn't even acknowledge the kiss. We were hella G during the whole thing. Not even PG, G.
You guys...
Guidance. Not parental guidance.
No, literally,
guidance.
Like, any age. Yeah. Any age, bro.
Yeah, like...
No physical touch.
No physical touch at all. Like, I literally... Dapped her up on our fourth date, bro.
You were like, what up, bro?
Yeah,
you guys called each other,
what
bro?
Up, bro? Like, that fourth date was the worst. I just went out with someone that I really liked. She, like, clearly did not like me back, which sucks. Like, I haven't had a crush on somebody for a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, when you're going on dates, you don't have a crush. You're just seeing it out.
Yeah, you're seeing it. Yeah. I haven't had a crush on somebody for a year, so I really gave a shit about this. And then she, like, clearly did not like it. No, she didn't like, she didn't like it. She just did not want to go on a second date with me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, after our date, she sent me three I was like, yo, thank you for the fun time. We had, like, a slight conversation, yeah. But she sent me, like, these cursed three emojis that
she said, thanks, big bro.
Yeah, like, every time I close my eyes, I just see, thanks, big bro. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. I painted it on the inside of my eyelid, so I never forget. But I've had so many back-to-back tilting experiences that I'm, like, I'm exhausted, bro. Genuinely.
Dude, like, dude, I feel bad, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, dog.
It's all right.
Like, because before you would tell me these and I didn't feel bad. Like, I feel bad for you.
It's crazy.
Like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. I feel sad.
Yeah, but it got to the point where I don't even, like, if I was about to go on another date with somebody, I wouldn't even care.
I think that's the problem.
So it's like, I need to stop.
You gotta stop.
So I can care again.
Okay, so it's sort of like, when you're on a losing streak and you're like, just go again.
Yeah.
You don't actually care about these games. You're just trying to
like, I'm actually turning off the game. I'm uninstalling it and then give it some time. When I give a fuck again, I'll come into the game. Right. But if Natalie Portman DMs me, I'm in the game.
Dude, but do you think Hinge is the play?
I
don't know, man.
I don't know. Dude, I haven't had Hinge for a bit. I know me and Amy reinstalled it during that one night. Yeah. I uninstalled it like the next morning.
How do people meet their partners, bro?
Mostly online.
You think so?
Yeah.
What's the, I'm just genuinely curious about the statistics.
I don't know for sure, but it has to be over 50, bro.
It has to be. I literally didn't have the internet. I would literally...
I mean, bro, like, your DMs got slid into, dog.
I know.
Like,
I got rizzed.
You got rizzed. Like, it was online. The chances of me meeting somebody online are probably higher. I'm not going to fucking, like, have this yellow umbrella for 9 years straight, right? And then that fucking helps me find the love of my life. That's not going to happen realistically. We don't live in that life anymore, right?
Yeah. So, you're done.
For a bit. And at the same time, who I'm attracted to.
Who are you attracted to? What's your thing?
Honestly,
people ask you your type and you always trip out.
Well, because I don't like, no, because like,
that's
thing
why I
is,
ask you, because I want them
is,
to see.
I don't, they want to see live. The thing is I know, I don't know what I like, but I know what I don't like, and that'll continue to refine, I think. Because here, you know what? I've gone on dates with people that I just misread completely. Because you know how, like, you know, before you go on a date with someone, you always get their Instagram first, so you can just do a quick check of the Instagram.
Yeah.
And then
you like stalk everything.
Yeah.
But then you have to make sure not to reveal the things you stalked on the date. Cause how did you know that information?
Exactly. Dude, I just went out, maybe a month ago. I went out with a girl.
About like a month and a half.
Month and a half, yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been, I've recovered from that. A month and a half ago, I went out with a girl that put a backshot POV on her Instagram.
Well, no, do the full, this is a good story. Do the full story.
Okay, you want the full story? I'll give you the full story. Well, basically, before our date, you know, you hit a quick call.
I think that's smart, because if you just completely don't vibe on the phone,
how are you gonna
save
vibe?
Your fucking money?
Yeah, and she was rizzing me on the phone, dude. Like, ooh, holy like shit, what? Dude! I was being like, oh no, I don't. I've never watched a Studio Ghibli movie. I think those things are ass, bro. Ooh. And she's like, oh no, well, we're watching all of them together then. Ooh, and I was like, yo,
dude.
I was getting rizzed, and I was like, dude,
getting
honestly,
rizzed feels nice.
It feels fun. I mean, that's not even that rizzy though. Like
it's pretty rizzy. The rizzy part is she is putting it out there about the commitment of watching every Studio Ghibli movie. That would take time.
Yeah.
That's the I want to know you for a bit.
But she was rizzing the fuck out of me, right?
Yeah.
And that was fantastic. But then on our phone call, she hits a quick like, oh yeah, I don't really date guys. None of my friends or even my mom wants me to date guys. I just like to date girls, but I still fuck guys. And I was like, okay.
I'm doing something toxic right now. I'm imagining my girlfriend saying that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm tripping right now.
So I was
That's
tripping.
Not a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, I didn't want to really hear that.
No.
But I thought it was a one-time thing.
Because I want to be in your shoes, so that's why. And my face is red.
Yeah, so my face was purple when that was happening, right? Yeah. But I thought that was going to be the only Floridian slip that she had. Mm-hmm. But she kept having more and more Floridian slips. Like, there was even a comment she made that could have been made out of context that she wanted your cum in her mouth.
And, like, I understand that because I would, too.
Yeah.
But you don't say
do you be
that.
Doing it? Do you be doing CEIs, bro?
What's CEIs? Like, cum
eating instructions, bro.
What
do
is
you
that?
Be doing CEIs, bro?
What
you
is that?
You doing CEIs.
Explain.
You came up with CEIs. It's when you cum. It's when you eat your cum, dude.
I came up with that?
Yeah, no, you don't know cum eating instructions? It's when you jerk off and then a girl tells you to eat it and then you eat it.
Oh, no.
I've never done a CE. I don't want to do a CE.
I'm not interested in that.
But she kept having more and more Floridian slips, right? And then on our date, she kept...
Well, she didn't just say she would swallow my cum, but there was a story post about like Bucky swallowing her cum and then she was like,
oh, I would do
on
the
God.
Same.
Or something. Yeah.
Which is rizzy as hell, but also... But-
I'm you, in the
you're in it.
I'm in it.
Don't just say me. Just say me. Just say me, bro. That's all you have to say. Like I can put up with a lot. Genuinely. I'm a great compromiser.
Yeah.
You cannot want to swallow my best friend's cum.
No.
I'm sorry, but you really cannot. That's off limits. I totally get if you want to. I want to as well. But I bury that in.
Or like, don't tell me.
Yeah, don't tell me that. I do not want to hear that. Yeah. But then on our actual date, she keeps having these slips of talking about all the guys that she's mated with. And for me, that made me feel really uncomfortable.
That would make me feel uncomfortable too, because I don't even like thinking about, like, in my head, my girlfriend has only talked to one guy, and
it's you.
And you know what? I live in that ignorant bliss, and I feel good about it. You know? I don't need to know this shit.
I wasn't living in ignorant bliss. I totally get talking about your exes every once in a while after a couple dates. Mm-hmm. But on our first date, she talked about her ex. She talked about multiple of her exes.
You're just not... Like, that's like a social norm that you just should know about first dates. Like, I think she was actually so socially unaware about how... Like, that's a thing you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She broke the fucking number one rule. Yeah. And then she's talking about all the guys she's slept with.
Yeah.
And it's tripping me out,
And then she's
bro.
Talking about, like, oh, one time this dude fucking pulled his dick out, slapped my fucking face with his dick, and then nutted in my eye.
Yeah.
And if you look at my retina, like, there's a little bit still in there, bro. Like, why do I need to know that?
Like, dude, that was a conversation we had. You literally just picked out a conversation of what we had, right? So that fucking really tilted me out. But that was, like... By itself, that usually wouldn't tilt me. But when you have, like,
all added
back to back to back.
Well, no, talking about the exes is such, like...
I get... No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. That. I think the way you talk about your exes says a lot about you.
Yeah.
We don't really disrespect our exes.
No. Some people are like, my ex was crazy.
Yeah, like, dude, you were kind of the crazy one.
Like, why are all your exes crazy, bro? Some shit.
Like, dude, how is it always not your fault, bro? Yeah. Like, that means it's usually your fault if you always think it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I've played a part in... My relationship's not going well. Mm. I've always played a part in it, right? And I will continue to because I'm not perfect.
Have to learn.
And I'm just a guy. Like, I will continue to play a part in however large or however big my relationship's not working out, and I'll just continue to learn from it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think how you talk about your ex says a lot about you, but I'm fucking done with dating. It's tilting me.
What?
Yeah.
If I had seen her Instagram before he went on a date with her, I would have told him not go on the date because she had a fucking backshot POV on her date. Like, on her Instagram. Mm-hmm.
She had a photo of her in a bunny girl costume. And she had a backshot POV.
Like, it was literally a back... Like, but, if you go on Pornhub and you search backshot POV...
That photo comes up.
It literally is the same fucking photo,
here's the thing is, I... What's really dumb is I couldn't tell that was a red flag. I couldn't tell it was, bro. Something was wrong with my shit.
What's not connecting, bro?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I actually don't. But based off someone's Instagram, I couldn't tell if they were a red flag or not. Like... Honestly, dude, I wish I had like a certain list of
here's my fucking list. I'm getting mad.
Okay, no, if you yell them at me, it'll go in better.
Genuinely, her Instagram was such a red flag because one thing that I look for is I don't like, this is like a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I can't have my girlfriend be posting like thirst traps. I just can't.
Yeah, the backshot POV was crazy.
Like, that wasn't even a thirst trap. That was a backshot POV.
That was porn.
Bro.
Like, that wasn't...
That was porn.
Like, that was
if
porn.
If I reported it, it would get taken
yeah,
down,
that was
bro.
Genuinely porn, like, yeah. I don't know how I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Like, personally, I can't have my girl wanting male validation.
Do women post thirst traps just for male validation? Or do they, like, because I know a lot of the reason, like, why
validation
women...
Validation in general.
Yeah, yeah. Not like, you want maybe. All the validation to come from you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a little bit from external factors, but most of it from
you. But also, in a relationship, why do you need other people to see your back shots, bro?
Yeah, I was hoping that maybe if we started dating, she would have took the back shot down. I don't know.
Dude, I feel like she would post more.
Yeah,
more.
She'd be like, no, I would be the fucking guy taking the back.
Can you slap my ass so there's a handprint?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe it would have gotten worse. So first step.
I don't think you could judge an entire person's character on their Instagram because we'd be fucked.
We'd be getting but cooked, bro.
The thing is, our social media isn't even a red flag. It's chill, funny vibes, right?
Yeah.
But,
I mean...
Is that a red flag, though?
I can give firehead to guys.
When
actually,
I say
I don't
red
know.
Flag, I mean it fits into a category of generally people that manipulate.
Yeah.
That's not one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm going, one, well, these aren't actually notes, but nobody customizes their body if they're mentally well.
Nobody customizes their body if they're mentally well.
Because you're into alt girls. Let's be real, right? But that's the thing. If you are normie core, that means you're probably doing better than the girl with 10 piercings. And mentally.
Damn, you know, can we say that? That's yes, crazy, bro.
Well, dude, it's true.
Yeah.
Why do you think people customize their body?
Like, for the bit. Why do we do it?
Because I literally would die. I don't care about death. So I don't
care. Oh, yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
Like, it is, there's no stat, and there could be a stat. Every time I say there's no stat, people
there's always a statistic.
What is the statistic of body modification and mental illness ratio? I bet it's 1-for-1.
It's on the higher end, maybe.
If you have a lot of body modifications, if you dye your hair, right? If you're alt, if you want to be edgy and alt, you're not... The chances of you being mentally ill are just higher.
Damn. I feel like based off just the feeling, I can relate to it.
No, it's true.
Fucking get us some data on this shit, though. I'm talking to you all.
I'm literally like... I think this is just has to be common sense at this point.
Yeah.
Right? Even like culture, if I'm consuming heavy metal, if I'm consuming like screamo Deftones, that shit, there's no way that I'm got everything going. All my screws are not in.
Yeah, a couple are just loose a little bit. A couple are loose.
If I was completely normal, I'd be listening to Taylor Swift. That's why when people shit on Taylor Swift fans, I like don't like that shit because they're like nice people and they're normal people and we're all mad at them for being normal.
Dude, Taylor Swift has one of the fucking largest audiences in the world. You're going to attack the largest audience in the world? Fuck no, bro.
No, people shit on Taylor Swift fans.
Like, why?
Because they're boring.
They're the norm, bro.
They're the norm.
They're the norm, bro. We,
like, people are like, oh my God, normie. Like, guys, that's literally normal.
That's like the default, yeah. Bro. That's the default. Okay, yeah, what's the next step? What's the next step?
People that try, I mean, this is sort of similar to the first one, but people that tried really hard to fit into an aesthetic, that like, if they play a character on their Instagram that's like, oh, I'm so into Weezer. I'm Weezer. I'm indie. It's like, why are you looking at me like that? Well, no, it's like,
because we know some fools that do that shit.
And would you date them, bro?
No.
Exactly. Three.
No, I know from stories that I would not date these guys, exactly. Bro.
Like it. Now, there's nothing actually wrong with this. It's the sort of people that do this make it wrong.
Yeah.
The action isn't wrong. The people that do it have made it sort of stigmatized.
Yeah.
Third, overly sexual or thirst trapping.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they have hella dudes commenting.
Well, honestly, being overly sexual on social media, yeah. I think is, oh, and this applies to all genders, I think is really interesting mm-hmm. because I think it says a lot about what you value
exactly
in your relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you post, so as an example, you go on Tinder, mm-hmm. okay, and it's a guy with an ab pic.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people think that's wrong? First off, no, it's not wrong. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But why do you think it's weird? It's weird because he's trying to attract you with his physical features. Mm-hmm. What do you think he's going to be attracted about you? Mm-hmm. It's your physical features. If his first photo on Tinder was him like smiling
with his dog, cute guy.
Cute hella guy, because he's going to be emotionally attracted to you. Mm-hmm. If it's a guy fully fucking ab picks out, if that's what you're looking for, great. But just know he's going to only be attracted to you for your physical features, because that's how he's trying to attract
and
you.
And also those ab dudes are always like, Chad, like, guess what I hold? I have XRP, bro.
What is
look
XRP?
Look at my Coinbase. They're just going to talk about Coinbase and fucking crypto the whole time. Like, you don't want to do that.
Like, dude,
you.
They're going to bring their DJ set to the cafe.
Yeah, and it's going to be fucking, like, Avicii.
It's going to be fucking Avicii and, like, what's that one guy? The Flo Rida. Flo Rida, bro.
Also, well, that was the last
time. Oh, that was
also,
the last
time. For me,
mm-hmm.
my girlfriend would not be comfortable if I started posting shirtless pictures.
Yeah.
And I would not be comfortable if she just started posting backdrop POV. And the reason is, we're in a monogamous relationship. Now, there is no statistic, but pull it up, y'all.
Pull up
there has
statistic.
To be more. There has to be a higher chance of somebody being into polygamy if they post thirst traps, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I would literally kill myself if my girlfriend off. Because like,
we're
like,
demis. We're demis, bro.
A little bit.
We're a little bit, bro.
I wasn't. Well, explain.
We're demis, bro.
I think you're not worse. I mean, you're more demi than
I'm
you.
More demi than him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically, like I feel like me and Derek are both demi. Like, we're high demisexualityers.
It's pretty normal these days.
It's pretty normal.
Well, in our circle. I don't know.
Because I feel like we're friends with, like,
good
healthier individuals, right?
Yeah.
We've made efforts to distance mm-hmm. ourselves from people we think are interesting
mm-hmm.
but
you could put it that way
but like, as an example, I don't develop sexual attraction to somebody right away. Like, I don't look at somebody mm-hmm. and just go, oh, I want to backshot POV them. Mm-hmm. That like takes a bit.
People do that, right? Like, do people do that?
A lot of people just want to, a lot of people in the dating scene just are looking for something physical or looking for something like not long term,
yeah,
and kind of just like, oh, we have sex, we're like friends with benefits. That's what a lot of people, I cannot be your friend with benefit, bro. Mm-hmm. I need to be
someone fall in love.
Because I'm going to fall in love with, it's not even that. It's I need to fall in love with you to have these raging sexual emotions towards you.
Yeah.
Right? I can be attracted to you. I technically could have sex with you, but I don't want to.
But
right away.
Let me think then. You're in a room, you haven't beat off in 2 days. Natalie Portman walks in naked.
Different. Fucking story.
Different story. Okay.
My gang.
Okay.
Different fucking story.
We're talking about realistic
scenarios.
Yeah.
I have never gone on a date with somebody before and been sexually attracted to them right away.
But attracted. Just not
sexually.
I just think
they're cute. I think they're beautiful.
You can think they're beautiful.
But I don't want to.
You don't even think about
it. Stick it in them.
Okay.
Right?
I understand that.
Right? I don't want to stick it in them right away. Mm. The reason why I want to stick it in you is because I know what ticks you. I know what makes you laugh. Mm-hmm. We have the similar sense of humor. Like, I know what your values are. Our values align. I want to stick it in you.
You like them.
And I like them. And I could see myself loving them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to stick it in them, bro. Not because I just go, oh, fuck, booty smash.
Yeah,
like I don't want to do that shit, bro. I don't
like
align
you lock myself. Eyes when you...
I want to lock eyes with them, and I'm gonna give them the most fire back scratch afterwards, bro.
Oh, aftercare as they fall asleep. Demon, bro.
Dude,
guys, I know this guy's an aftercare demon, bro.
Bro,
after, like, you want water?
You want what? Dude, heating pad? That heating pad is clutch, bro. The heating pad?
Aftercare demon, bro.
Dude,
what heating for what?
Bro, just, I don't know, for their back.
Ooh.
What if I blew their back out, bro?
Ah, that's true. You back massage after.
I back massage. Aftercare demon, you know, like, that's what's fun about it. I want to skip that initial, hey, what's up?
Dude, I gotta be honest.
Oh, God. You're gonna keep it real?
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm such a little bitch after. I'm like, can you pull me, please?
Bro, this is exactly word for word what Derek hears after he fucking has sex, bro.
I'm playing.
It's okay. I'm here. I'm here. You're okay. I'm here. That's what you'd be hearing afterwards.
We would make a fire boyfriend ASMR.
Should we? For Patreon. If we ever start a Patreon, let's make a boyfriend ASMR.
But
how funny would that be?
I think that'd be a little bit weird.
No, but I want to do it because it's funny.
I think I could actually make a fire boyfriend ASMR. Like, here's a 10-second clip. Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, my God.
I love you. And just never forget. Beer Sauce Podcast.
Okay, wait, great. Give me 10 seconds. Give me my 10 seconds. Give me that 10 seconds.
Oh, do you have a hard day at work?
Ooh.
Yeah, I made some food for you. Don't even worry about it, baby. No, I love you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Spam fried rice.
Ew.
Because I know
Ew.
That you ate spam fried rice the first time we met.
Ew.
And this is how much I care about you.
Ew.
That was weird, bro.
That was the thing.
You're
is
saying you to the spam fried rice, right?
That's the gross part.
Oh, God.
I don't give a fuck about the boyfriend ASMR. That is the gross part. Mm-hmm. But do you not relate? Like, do you instantly look at someone and be like, oh, I want to stick it in them? Because that's what a lot of people think, dude.
Is, when you used to tell me that you were a demisexual, I'd be like, I can't get it. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understood what you were saying.
Yeah.
But I couldn't relate.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand.
Yeah.
But now, I get that
yeah,
shit.
Well, because I know guys that'll, I know guys that'll see a girl at the club and then raw dog them within like the first hour of knowing them. Oh, no, I'm not talking about him. I guess I am. I guess I am technically talking about him.
Yeah, but okay, you know what?
I just called out one of our boys accident.
If I'm looking to hook up,
mm-hmm.
maybe, but I'm not.
Right? I have never once looked to hook up, and I'm not looking to hook up. You know what I mean?
So, like, when you used to tell me that, I guess I was open to hookup culture because I was single.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know what? I could definitely be a demon. And you would tell me that, and I'm like, I don't know. I can't agree. Like, yeah. I would definitely participate in this culture. And now, I'm totally agreeing because when I first started talking to my girlfriend, I like didn't beat off for like 3 weeks, bro.
Crazy.
Like, I did 3 weeks semen retention purely because I liked somebody. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even, like, think of, like, do you agree? Like, let me know if you agree. But you can't even think of this person sexually.
Up until I get to know them.
Or, yeah.
Like, I can think they're attractive.
Yeah.
But I want to really, like, not love, but I want to have a high like for them before we take it to that place.
Because we on the same shit then. Because you can still think they're hot.
You can still think they're fucking gorgeous.
But you just can't. It's like a mental block.
No, like you could.
You could.
But it wouldn't hit the same.
No.
It wouldn't hit the same.
And I feel a little bit wrong.
Yeah, it's like, ew, I just like.
Like, I like have the biggest crush on you and I just.
Dude, like what the fuck?
Yeah, okay.
Like I want to get to know them, and I want to build a playing ground of emotional connection, and be able to like you know play this game with them, the game of love before I just fucking stick
we
it
on
in
the
them,
same
bro.
Ship.
Yeah,
we demisexual, on the same
dude. Derek, demisexual zoo, bro.
Demisexual zoo.
That was really well spelled out. Nice. I did not think you would hit it.
I thought about it in my head. I visualized.
But
it.
It's really hard to date because as my I feel like as I mean you're locked down. So it doesn't. I mean you're not locked down. I don't want to use those
I'm
words.
Locked down, baby.
You're locked in.
I'm locked in.
You're locked in, right? You're locked in, but. As you get older, you start developing these, you develop more values.
Yeah.
As the person opposing you develop, or not opposing you, but the person you're talking to develops more values. And then it gets harder. The way I develop attraction to people, a lot of not a lot of people can relate to, it gets harder and harder to develop an attraction to someone as your values grow stronger and the person's values grow stronger, right? Because say I'm 28, I don't want to have kids and I don't want to get married, but they do. I couldn't have sex with them.
You also, like, that would literally never work.
Yeah,
it wouldn't work. You guys could date for a couple years and then what?
No, but I wouldn't want to have sex with them because I know this isn't going to go anywhere. Yeah. I want to have sex with someone
like a waste of time
when I know it's going to go somewhere and grow into something beautiful when I can feel that. You know what I mean?
What do you think is, like, a new value that you've noticed recently, maybe? Like you would look for in a partner? Or what's something that changed?
Honestly, openness. Just openness to trying, openness to fun. I feel like a lot of our friends, or at least you in particular, are really just down for anything.
I'm down for whatever, bro. I say yes to plans.
When you don't even know what the plans are. Bro. Dude, Amy texted us something, but like Derek.
I didn't know what it meant.
No, you didn't know what it meant, but you said you were down for it anyways.
I'm down.
I really want to date someone that's extroverted and down for everything.
Yeah.
That is a huge quality that I'm looking for.
Like, you want to go on adventures. And one thing that I forgot to say, that a value that I have like narrowed down.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it and I was like, this might be the biggest, or one of the biggest, other than physical attraction, because that's like, if I can't be physically attracted to
you. Honestly, love is not blind. I'm sorry. Love is not fucking blind.
One of my biggest ones is also, I said like no values for platonic relationships, but in a romantic relationship, you need to understand what I mean when I say, I don't give a fuck. I'll kill myself right now. If you can't grasp that, we can't date.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying.
And I know what you mean by that.
Some people won't be able to grasp that my motivation in life is purely to do bits and then die.
Yeah.
And if you, like, I dated somebody that literally wouldn't, my ex couldn't understand that about me.
Shout out.
Like, she couldn't get it. And it was very, very frustrating for me because I felt so misunderstood.
Yeah.
Because she would hear, oh, I'm just going to kill myself and think I'm going to do it.
You're not actually, what you mean by that is you're saying, I could just kill myself and it would have zero impact on the world and no one would care and
therefore,
things would just move on.
Just do fun
so
things.
Therefore, why give a fuck?
Yeah.
And you're not like being disrespectful. You're saying this could happen. I could just kill myself right now. It doesn't really matter, bro.
Like, life is not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But I dated her and she was very, life is so serious. And that was just such a value compatibility.
Yeah.
That, like, now I know. Now we know.
Now we know.
That I literally need someone that makes that. You don't have to think that way, but you have to understand what I'm saying. And also, you can't also be like, life is too serious.
Yeah.
Like, you have to either, you can't disagree either.
Yeah, well, I think here's the thing is, obviously, if you date someone the exact same as you, I feel like that won't even work. Like, opposites do somewhat attract.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people think we're really similar, but I do think we have a lot of opposites.
Different, dude.
When it matters, we're similar, but we have a lot of different views about things. Mm-hmm. But also, I understand I acknowledge your view,
exactly.
And I respect it, and I take what I can from it.
Yeah.
Like, my anxiety in the past, like, at least year, has, it's always going to be high compared to other people. But it's gone down a lot, just because I've taken so much from your teachings, master. But I've taken so much from your views, applied it to my views and enhanced it. And I feel like you've done something similar in my beliefs as well.
Yeah.
Like, you've become a little bit more anxious.
I've been getting a little bit anxious. But that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Imagine that times like 50.
I just thought about that one on the spot. But I think that's about it, in a sense that I didn't know that was a value.
Yeah.
Now I do.
And the more you date.
And the more you...
I think the more values... And then I think the older you get, people are like... Like, do you think dating gets easier or harder as you get older?
Harder,
I think it gets so much harder.
Because
love is not blind, y'all.
No,
I'm sorry, but
like,
it's not.
Like, when I'm 30, I'm going to look worse.
Whoa.
There's no way.
No, dude,
I'm going to have a twink death,
dude,
bro.
No, dude, a guy at my work, about, I think he's 50, he did not have a twink death.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. No, I promise
you. Send me a picture.
Okay.
Guys, follow the Instagram if you want to see him.
Dude, he eats one avocado every day, and he exercises.
I do that.
And he didn't have twink death. Dude, he didn't have twink death. Like,
but does he look good?
Yeah, and he's gay.
Would you fuck? That's why.
We're five years, let's become gay.
Yeah.
So we don't have twink death. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're okay. But he didn't have twink death, bro. He didn't have twink death.
You know who's going through twink death?
Who?
Our boy.
No, don't talk about Timmy. Don't talk about Timmy T
our
like that.
Our boy in the Stasi fucking sleeveless hoodie on that Dune that. Interview. Our boy is going through Twink.
I can't Timothy defend
Chalamet
that.
Is going through Twink. What was that hoodie, bro?
I don't know what he was thinking. It was a hit and a miss, but it was one hit and a
no,
miss.
No, but it's the fact that he's bulking up.
Maybe for his next role. Please be for his next role. Yeah. Wonka 2. Wonka 2.
He ate too much chocolate, yeah, bro.
I'm begging it was for his next role. But dude, he's like 30. What is he now? 29?
He's like 29. He's pushing 30.
He's not going to have... It was one mistake that he made. I'm defending Timmy T, but...
Timmy T?
Yeah. You know, statistics. That's Timmy T, bro. But I think there's one value that me and you have, and I think everyone needs to have in their relationship, and it's to follow this specific Instagram and TikTok
account. If your girl, if your man, if your partner, if your significant other, if your fiance doesn't follow at BEERSOSPODCAST, Beer Sauce Podcast on Instagram, they're not getting all the lore of our lives. They're not getting the behind the scenes.
And also, we need help. Your elbows, bro.
Guys.
These are... I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to... For the audio listeners, I'll scratch them together so you guys know.
Oh, nice. But, I'll hold the mic up while you scratch them together.
I have a problem on my elbows and I need... You guys should DM me.
Show flash them to the camera.
Elbows.
Yeah, hold your mic. Yeah, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, ew.
It's like...
Is that? I think it's just eczema on your elbows. Here, okay. Rub them together. Ashy as hell. You can hear the dead skin. You can hear the dead skin, audio listeners. What the fuck? Yeah, that's gross. Like, it's just eczema, but...
It's hella dry.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do about that. Are you worried for your, like, sanity with that?
Oh, no. Like, it feels good, bro.
Dude.
If you don't have eczema, you don't know what fucking peak, like, satisfaction
you
is,
you will
bro.
Never under... Like, it's better than meth. Yeah. I've never done meth, but I'm pretty sure itching your eczema with sandpaper is better than meth.
Itch my eczema with sandpaper and then itch my taint with
at the same time. Dude, I would literally... Okay, I have really bad eczema on my hand and I try my best not to itch it, but at the same time, I would pay Natalie Portman $1 billion to... While I'm itching my taint, she itches my eczema with sandpaper on my hand. Okay? Bro. And that would be peak
that,
life,
you could
bro.
Die after that.
No, like, I'd be yeah. good. No, because I itch my eczema so hard it bleeds. And I try my best not to, but it just feels so good.
It's gaseous.
It literally feels so good. You guys will never understand. Please get eczema next year, guys.
That's like one of the seven deadly sins. Itch eczema.
No...
Beer sauce.